Kathy, has New Horizons seen an increase in homeless people seeking services in the city?
We have seen an increase. Over the course of the last year, we've had about over 1,000 people access our shelter. Those are, you know, unduplicated numbers. And that's on pace for about 1,300 new people accessing the shelter this year, compared to only about a little over 1,000 last year, which is about a 20% increase. So that's fairly substantial for this year.
When did that begin?
We've been seeing the increase since the beginning of this year. And what's concerning about it is that even in our summer months, the numbers, you know, have continued to increase. So typically in the summer, we might see the numbers go down. That has not been the case this summer. And in fact, in August, we had one night where we had our highest capacity, which was 163 people. It was a rainy night in August. But the reality is that 163 people is just way too many for that facility. And the facility just is not conducive to serving and sleeping that many people in it on any night.
How many beds do you have on a normal night?
We have 84 beds. And to be honest, we have not had to turn people away. On that night that we had 163 people, we did have to shut the doors a couple minutes early, but we do not believe that anyone was turned away. Everyone was already in the shelter on that night. But you know, the concern is that we may get to a point where we do have to turn people away. We cannot consistently be serving 163 people a night. The facility, you know, is not conducive to it, and neither is our staffing structure. We just don't have the staff to be able to manage that number of people on any night.
So I imagine the worry is, as you know, the weather gets colder and we get into winter, there could be some issues with that.
Yes, we absolutely are very concerned about, you know, the numbers of people who will come to us in the winter months and what we're going to do. You know, at some point, something has to give and we just can't fit any more people in that facility. So, you know, we are in conversations right now with our board and with the city about, you know, how we're going to manage the potential increased number of people that may come to us in the winter and whether that means setting up some sort of structure for, you know, a winter overflow shelter of some sort, you know, that may be a potential solution.
Has New Horizons had to change its approach in providing services to keep up with the demand?
Yes. I mean, we are continually, you know, working to make sure that our staff are as highly trained as they possibly can be. You know, so we're seeing the increased numbers. But the other thing that is concerning is that we've seen sort of an increase in some problematic behaviors among the population. And part of that we feel is stemming from a switch in the type of substances that people are using. So while opioids is still something that we see very commonly at the shelter, we also are seeing an increased number of people using methamphetamines and spice. And so our staff, you know, are trying to manage different behaviors than what they've seen in the past.
What do you attribute this increase, though, to? Does it seem that most of these people are coming from outside the city? Are they coming from other, you know, parts of the state, other states?
All of the above. I think it's really, it's a complex issue, right? And so there are a lot of different factors that are contributing to this increase. I think the one that we cannot forget about and one that is often not talked about is the fact that we have a significant lack of affordable housing in all areas of our state. And in Hillsborough County, the vacancy rate is less than 1%. So when rents are continuing to increase and vacancy rates are continuing to go down, people cannot find housing on the private market. And so that, you know, of course, is going to lead to increased numbers of homelessness across our state, not just in Manchester.
Why specifically do you think they're coming to Manchester, though? There's an affordable housing problem throughout the state, but why in Manchester specifically are we seeing that increase in homelessness?
Yeah, I mean, I think that New Horizons is the largest emergency shelter in the state. And so when the shelters are full in other areas of the state, they do often get referred to the New Horizons emergency shelter. And, you know, we obviously we do our best to take in anyone who comes to our door, but we don't think that it's in the best interest of those who are experiencing homelessness to be sort of shipped around the state and really sort of torn away from where their natural resources might be, like, you know, supportive families and friends and, you know, medical providers and potential, you know, employment. I think the other thing is that there's a perception that people can access treatment more quickly for substance use disorders in Manchester, either through Granite Pathways or Safe Station. Whether that's true or not, I think the perception is out there. So that may also be driving people into the city.
I know Nashua has lost a shelter recently that's closed down. Concord has a seasonal shelter that opens up in winter but does not have one open now. How does that affect what happens in Manchester?
New Hampshire is a small state, so what happens in one community is going to have impacts on other communities. And so I think the most important thing is that we are collaborating. What we need to do is keep that conversation going across communities, between, you know, cities and the state, so that we're coming up with a comprehensive solution that's going to meet the needs of the entire state, including the city of Manchester and the city of Concord and the city of Nashua.
Kathy Kuhn is the Vice President of Research and Training for Families in Transition, New Horizons in Manchester. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.